Well, Yannick is a pretty special man. He's a young man who had a very, very difficult time early on. The Rwandan genocide was a terrible thing. There are 800,000 people gone because of it. And the country has picked up and is doing well. But Yannick still bears the scars of what happened to him. When he was 4 years old, his village was attacked and his entire family was killed, his parents, his grandparents. He had four siblings. And they were basically two sets of twins that were younger than he was, and they were killed. Yannick was just very, very lucky that the person wielding the machete went about an inch and a half too high, 2 inches too high. He totally severed his ear into two pieces and cut his cheek almost from the corner of his mouth back to the back of his scalp. But in spite of all of that, Yannick survived. He was adopted by someone and has become a very resourceful young man, but through a great deal of adversity, because in Rwanda his scars represent him as a victim of genocide. So it's been a very difficult course for him. He fortunately came in touch with a gentleman named Dr. James Crichton, and Jim, Dr. Jim as he's called, met a gentleman named Bill Lavin, who is the founder of Where Angels Play. He's a fireman who puts together playgrounds in memory of some of the victims of many of our recent tragedies, including Sandy Hook, and now they're working down with the Parkland people. But they also built one in Rwanda, where he managed to meet with Dr. Jim and fortunately met up with Yannick, and through friends of mine who have been involved in the playgrounds, they connected to me. So that's the circuitous route by which I met Yannick. And it was my pleasure last Monday to provide some surgery for him that basically takes and lessens the stigma of his injuries and his wounds. I just took his stitches out this morning, and he's looking very well. We're hoping he can stay a little longer, maybe have a little other follow-up over the next few months, then eventually go back to Rwanda where he can continue his life. He's basically doing some film producing with Dr. Crichton, and they're doing basically educational films for the community on public health. Dr. Crichton has worked for the CDC. He worked for the Peace Corps initially before he went to medical school, and he's been very active in public service. Yannick has been assisting him in doing a television show in which they do educational programs for the community so people get smarter about public health. At any rate, it's been my privilege to be able to help this young man, and it was a delight to see him again today doing very well.